Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. This is the day that our Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams here with you on this Feel the Fire Friday and Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, including a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for this morning is not in my house, the 411 on how to fight and overcome the devil. Our scripture for today comes from the book of Job, chapter 14, verses 7 through 14. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, save the date to come out and join me as I minister at Outreach of Excitement Church in Miami on Friday, September 22nd at 7:30 p.m. for their women's conference. This is the day before my birthday, so come out and celebrate the word and my birthday with me. Number two, you can order my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings, God is Not the Holdup You Are, on my website. Site at feelthefire.com. And finally, set your alarms to tune in live to Morning Motivation with me by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss this broadcast live, I put your hot plate, your hot breakfast on the stove on my website at feelthefire.com after 8 a.m. Eastern. So go to feelthefire.com or follow me on Facebook at Rossi Williams. That's R-A-W-S-I. And you can hear the broadcast after 8 a.m. Please also share it with at least two people each day to help expand the kingdom of our Lord. Now, all of the other information you need about me, regarding me, the address for the church, and everything else is on the website at feelthefire.com. So visit F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Job. I am in chapter 14, verses 7 through 14, reading from the KJV. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud, and bring forth boughs like a plant. But man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? As the waters fail from the sea, and the flood decayeth and drieth up, so man lieth down and riseth not. Till the heavens be no more, they shall not awake nor be raised out of their sleep. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. Now listen to this last verse. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word wherever you are. What is our topic for this morning? Come on and say it with me. Not in my house. The 411 on how to fight and overcome the devil. I don't care what you or your family or friends are going through right now, have been through, are anticipating going through, or are afraid to engage because you don't know if you will make it through. There is no situation which can approach your life that is outside of God's jurisdiction of the irreversible verdict of ultimate victory that He has already granted over you before you were formed in your mother's womb and even had legal standing in the natural world to even be accused by that accuser of the brethren, that deceiver and manipulator, Satan. You see, Jesus already stood in your place and paid the price, and double jeopardy has thereby attached that your life cannot be tried again. So don't you let that devil, that Satan, that liar who doesn't even have the truth in him make you plead out to trump up charges, attacks, situations that he's bringing against you, your family, your business, your church, your health, your marriage, your children, your life, like you hadn't already won. In the eyes of the Chief Justice of all justices, God our Father. You see, God has already granted us the victory so that now you can tell that devil, I refuse to go into court again. I refuse to plead out. I refuse to change my plea of not guilty to no contest or guilty. There's no need for you to even voir dire or impanel a jury because I've already won. I will not forfeit my victory again. So today I stand and I acclaim with authority, not in my house, not here, not now. God has already rendered his verdict. I already have the victory. So now let me give you the 411 on how to fight and overcome the devil, like we read in Job 14, 7 through 14. Now we don't have but 15 minutes. So you ready? Let's go. Number one, understand that God is ultimately in control and he knows what he is doing. His methodology may not be the way you feel it should be applied, but you must trust him. You see, we saw in today's word that Job did not question God's methodology. And the Bible teaches us in Isaiah 15, 8 through 9, for our thoughts are not God's thoughts and our ways are not God's ways. Therefore, you must trust that God knows what he is doing. And Proverbs 14 and 12, there is a way which seemeth right unto men, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You see, God may not answer the prayer in the way that you feel it should be answered, but that does not move the fact that God is answered. God sits high and God looks low. God sees the end before the beginning. God is the author and the finisher of our faith. God is he which was and which is to come. God is the word. God is the beginning. God is the ending. Do you not understand that God is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider? God sees it all. So however he answers you, it is the way that it should be answered. Hallelujah. Number two, you must know who is for you and who is against you so that you seek counsel from wise people instead of listening to foolish advice. You see, Job's friends came to him and they said, Job, you are the cause of this calamity. And then his wife said to him, why don't you just curse God and die? Until Job had to rise up in his spirit and say to her, you sound like a foolish woman. 1 Thessalonians 5, 12 through 13 teaches us that we should know those who labor among us. This is to keep us from listening to those who would change the promises of God into a lie, who would deceive us and lead us astray from standing in the promises of God, who would come to us and say, I know you have faith, I know you believe, but you might as well go ahead and give up because God is not going to answer you. So you must know those who are advising you. I don't care if it is your family, your friends, the pastor. What is the level of their faith? Are they rooted and grounded in the word of God? The Bible states in 1 Corinthians 15 and 33 that evil communications will corrupt good manners, so we are not to be deceived. In other words, you got to know not only who you're listening to, not only from whom you're receiving advice, but who are you fellowshipping with? Are they always negative? Are they people that doubt God? Are they people who do not study to show themselves approved unto the Lord? Are they people who do not know how to rightly divide the word of truth? I'm trying to show you not only how to fight tonight, but how to overcome the devil today so that you don't go back in and plead out to something, go back in handcuffs like there was probable cause when there was really no probable cause, and that was an illegal search and seizure that brought you back into the courtroom because God had already granted you irreversible victory. Not in my house. Number three, you must know how to stay the course and have unwavering faith in the promises that God has made unto you, regardless of what you see happening in the natural. You see, Job never doubted God. Despite losing his family, his riches, his cattle, his children, he never changed his confession. The Bible teaches us in Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible. I said impossible. The Bible said impossible to please God. Because when you come to him, you must not only believe that he is, but that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. There is no need of you coming to God if you don't believe that God can answer prayer. Proverbs 18:21 says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Whatever it is that you confess must remain in alignment with the word of God. James 1:8, that a double-minded man or woman is unstable in all of his or her ways. So don't even let that person who doubts think that he or she will receive anything from the Lord. You must have unwavering faith to be able to fight and overcome the devil. The Bible teaches us in James 3:11 that both fresh water and salt water can't flow from the same source, or both sweet water and bitter water can't come from the same tongue. In other words, you cannot be somebody who talks out of both sides of his neck or his mouth, as my mom used to say. You can't be two-faced regarding the Lord. You believe him this morning, but this afternoon you doubt him. You shouting all over the place, rolling all over the floor, speaking in tongues this afternoon, but tonight you crying that you don't know how you're going to make it. You must have unwavering faith. Either you believe God or you don't. In Revelation 3:15-17, God says, I would that you were hot or cold, but because you are lukewarm, you straddle the fence, you in today and out tomorrow, I will spit you out of my mouth. Unwavering faith. You see, Job said in Job 13:15, though you slay me, yet will I trust in you. In other words, even if it comes to the brink of death, Lord, I won't stop believing, I won't stop confessing, I won't stop standing. Jesus, and the victory you've already given me. I got to speed it up. Our time is running. I know God is breaking bonds right now. Number four, you must wait on the Lord. And that last verse I read you, Job said, all the days of my appointed time, I'm trying to get this all in, y'all, because my soul is on fire. All the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change comes. He said, all the days. In other words, I don't know what day you're going to answer me, Lord. I don't know what day I'm going to see the manifestation. I don't know if it will be right now or tomorrow. I don't know if it will be next week or next month or next year. But the thing I do know is that you will answer me. The thing I will stand on is that you've really already answered. I'm just waiting on the manifestation because, God, you are an on-time God. Yes, you are. Whatever time you show up, that's the right time. Father, I know I've seen you already work miracles. I've seen you deliver. I've seen you come through at the last minute, and that meant that the last minute was right on time. So, God, I will wait on you. Isaiah 40:31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I wonder if you got wings like eagles this morning because you will wait on the Lord. In the book of Psalm 27:14, the Bible encourages us to wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I wonder if you will wait on him this morning. And then the last thing is that you got to praise him while you wait. See, it's not enough for you to wait, but you must know how to wait. Job kept magnifying the Lord despite everything that was going on, calamity after calamity, catastrophe after catastrophe, loss after loss. He just kept magnifying God. God, I don't understand what you're doing, but I still know that you know what you're doing. I don't understand your methodology, but I know that your methodology is sovereign and superior to any other methodology or strategy I could have planned. I don't understand, God, but I know that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, my provider. I know you're Alpha and Omega. I know you're the first and the last. I know you are the author and the finisher of my faith. I don't understand, God, but I'll keep praising you. I'll keep testifying of your goodness. I'll keep believing. I'll keep interceding. I'll keep praying. I'll keep shouting. I'll keep reading your word. I'll keep studying. I'll keep going to church. I'll keep witnessing. I'll keep being a soul winner. I'll keep encouraging souls. I'll keep giving, God. I don't understand, but I'm going to praise you while I wait. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, the Bible says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And Nehemiah 8 and 10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. In other words, you got to praise God. You must have something on the inside that will praise him despite everything that you see on the outside. This is how you obtain and maintain and retain your victory over Satan. This is how you don't allow yourself to be handcuffed, led back into court, so that God has to look at you and say, why are you even here? I've already rendered the verdict. The victory is already yours. This is how you don't let police stop you in the spirit and say, show me your ID. I need to know if you have a right to even be here. This is how you don't allow yourself to be called a trespasser in the land of victory, because you say, not in my house, not here, not today, not now. Our time is run. We have to get ready to go into prayer. The Spirit of the Lord is already here. Pray with me now, brothers and sisters. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We just magnify you. We thank you, Father God. We praise you for this fired up, on time word. Your word teaches us in Joshua 24:14-15 to choose us this day whom we will serve. Lord, we choose to serve you. Your word teaches us, Father God, hallelujah, in the book of 2 Corinthians 10:4, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We use your word. We apply your word. We stand on your word. We declare and assert your word today, and we pull down spiritual strongholds in every aspect of our lives. Your word teaches us in Ephesians 6:10-18 that we are to put on the whole armor of God. This is how we win and stand against the wiles and the devices of the devil. We know, Father, that it is his job to go to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Day in and day out, he's looking for the weaklings, those who are vulnerable, those who have forgotten that they've already been exonerated and vindicated, those who have forgotten that a unanimous verdict has already been rendered in their favor, those who have forgotten that they are no longer subject to Satan's jurisdiction, but that they are under the court of the Almighty God, those who have forgotten that Jesus is the mediator for our sins, those who have forgotten that by your blood we are already covered, we've already been vindicated, those who have forgotten that when you are for us, no one can prevail against us. Those are the ones that he looks for. But Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening right now that we are more than conquerors. Jesus, that we take back our homes, our lives, our families, our children, our health, our careers, our finances, our mental health, our joy. We take back our shout. We take back our victory. We take back our dreams and our confessions. We will not let down anymore. We understand that this is our house. This is our house. Satan has no authority. He has no scope unless you give it to him. And even when you give it to him, it still remains within the purview of the fact that the victory has already been granted. He's like a prosecutor that keeps trying a case where we've already won it, trying to make it into a mistrial, continuing to file motion after motion for a rehearing or reconsideration, even though his motions keep being denied, because the victory has already been granted. There is no substance to him. There is no merit to him. Everything that he files is frivolous, God. because we've already won. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, Lord, I come in agreement with everyone listening to this broadcast now and those who will listen later, that we will take our rightful place in you, that we will no longer allow ourselves to be drugged into court because the victory has already been granted. When Satan sends that illegal summons, we'll just tear that thing up. We don't even have to appear. I just thank you for the victory. And today we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Not in our house no more. Hallelujah, 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 in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. I apologize, everyone. I didn't mean to speak in tongues. God is doing this thing. He's breaking the bonds in your life today. Hallelujah. Our time has run. I must get ready and give you our task for today. Praise the Lord. Keep on praising him. Please just let me give an altar call. Bear with me one more minute. If you're listening and you are not saved or you are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now I confess I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Everyone, continue to praise the Lord as I give you our task for today. Hallelujah. Our topic for today is not in my house. The 411 on how to fight and overcome the devil. Your task for today is to stand in your home and take authority. All this weekend, you better take authority. And I don't care who comes to you with that mess. You better tell them, not in my house. And your house means everywhere that you tread, not just your physical home, but spiritually, everywhere you go, every person you love, not in my house, not here, not now. Take back your authority. All right, our time is run. I love you. Please just continue to praise the Lord. Whatever you do, just keep saying, as this last song plays, I want you to just keep claiming it. Not in my house. Satan, I take back my authority. Just keep saying it. Not in my house. Not in my house. Not in my house. I'll see you at 6:30 a.m. Eastern on Monday, and then at 8 a.m. for those of you who cannot listen live. Go to feelthefire.com. This broadcast will be there all weekend. Re-listen, re-encourage yourself, and share it with at least three people. Not in my house.
And if there's a man upstairs, he kept bringing me rain. But I've been sending up prayers and something's changed. I think I finally found my hallelujah. I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Now all my dreams are coming true, yeah. I've been waiting for this moment. It's good to be alive right about now.
If you want to, but not in my house. Go to feelthefire.com. I love you. See you Monday. Not here, not now.